You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is Tim Cox, the founder of Get Out of Our House, or GO. Tim, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Tim, I want to get into your organization, Get Out of Our House, or GO. But before we do, for the benefit of the listeners, can you explain to them exactly who you are?
Yeah, I'm a pretty normal, everyday American. I've worked in corporate America most of my career. I've got a computer science degree from the University of Texas, and I've worked at companies like Texas Instruments, where we worked on the K-11 spy satellite. I helped to build the first credit card reading gas pump system. And I worked over at Dell for a dozen years, where we kind of changed the way you buy and build computers. I've been married for 28 years, have two wonderful kids that have just fed up with what's going on in Washington, D.C., and politics in general, and I'm on a mission to change that.
Have you ever been involved in politics before this?
Not really. I, of course, voted and helped a little here and there, but by no means have I been a political activist. I've never run for office or held office of any kind, so not really.
Right, you're not a political animal.
No. And honestly, I don't have any personal ambitions for myself. What I'm trying to do is get people just like you and those listening to go to Washington and represent the country in the way our founding fathers intended. And I think if we can do that simple thing, get normal everyday citizens to represent us, that we can get this nation back on track.
Okay, so why don't you give the listeners a little bit of a history about GO?
Okay, well, GO started as a pretty simple idea, but it started because everything that I looked at in Washington was wrong. I saw the debt just rising out of control. We started this back in 2005 when I actually started thinking about it. The system was launched in 2007. The debt was around $6 trillion at the time, which was scary to me, and now here we are at $15 trillion. We have more debt than goods we produce in a year, so we have serious problems. And worse than the debt is the size of the government, the leaking borders, the failing education system, pretty much the failing everything government seems to put their hands on, with a few exceptions. And I just looked at this and I said, this is completely wrong. Everything's backwards. We need to do things differently. Now, in 2005, I kind of went through a sequence of events in my life that led me ultimately to quit my job and create this GO system and set out on this seemingly impossible mission. The mission is to fire every career politician in Washington and replace them with normal, everyday citizen representatives. And while that sounds impossible, some people would laugh when they first hear it, it's really quite simple the way we've laid this out. Now, as I mentioned a minute ago, I'm a computer guy, I'm a systems guy, and all I've done my entire life is build systems and use technology to change the way we do things. So I set out not to get myself elected to go and try to change things, but to try to change the process by which we select representatives. So instead of electing 95% of the same incumbents every 2 years, we could send citizen representatives to Washington to serve us. We've been working at this for 5+ years now. We've had 2.5 million people to our website. We have our first candidates chosen in Texas, and we'll be choosing others elsewhere around the country in the months ahead. And all we're trying to do is shift this political paradigm and break the death grip the two parties have on our political system.
Right. Do you think that some folks would consider this somewhat of a radical idea, considering that, you know how it goes, most people can't stand Congress, but they care for their representative?
It's a fact that 90% or more of the country disapproves of the job Congress is doing, and it's a fact that 95% of these same people get reelected every 2 years on average for the last 50 years, so there's a disconnect there. Now, the numbers have shifted a little bit. About 62% of Americans say they want to fire every single member of Congress, including their own, and that number's up. That includes both House and Senate. But there is a general sentiment. A lot of people say, well, I like my congressman. It's everybody else that needs to go.
Right.
And I think that's one of the problems that we have. So, yes, this really is kind of a radical idea, because what we're talking about is removing most of the career politicians in Washington all at once. The premise of GO is we don't need career politicians. We need everyday citizen representatives. But it's not radical, and it is very practical. The way the process works is we all go to the polls every 2 years and we vote, and you have a chance to do somebody different. But they've kind of rigged the system through gerrymandered districts, through ballot access, through just the cost of running a campaign, where it's pretty hard for somebody to win. So GO has strategically factored in all those problems, if you will, and we've come up with a simple game plan for how we can take on these incumbents, how we can challenge them, and we think how we can defeat them. Now, it's going to be tough, and it's taking time, right? We've been at this for 5 years, and I'm sure we'll be still working at it 5 years from now, and then probably forever, but it's a very practical solution, and I think that's kind of where I fit in here, is all my life I've developed practical solutions for things that were seemingly impossible, radical, if you will, but when you break them down and systemize the way you do things, everything's doable.
Right. And what does your family think about this?
They've been very supportive. It's been tough on them. They certainly sacrificed a lot. I've quit my job and abandoned my career. So, you know, we've kind of changed the way we spend money, and if you will. But I've been fortunate all my life to work in the right place at the right time. My wife and I think we've been blessed. And so we said we would fund this as long as we can, and we did. And now we have enough money coming in that kind of funds this. I do a little consulting on the side. But overall, they're very supportive. Some of our biggest supporters, they recruit for GO each and every day. And I think that's the way it needs to be. They understand that liberty's not free, agree in that if we don't do something, that this nation's not going to be the greatest nation the world's ever known 20 years from now.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, as far as tossing all the bums out, as they say, do you think that there are any representatives who deserve to be in there, who are good representatives?
Yeah, there's some good ones, but to be clear, what GO is trying to do is change the process by which we elect citizen representatives. And by changing that process, what we're saying is we want to create fair and honest competition in each and every race. So even if there's a good candidate in your district, our belief is that competition makes good people great. And so if you have a good person representing your district, you should want the best competition you can have so that the better person will win. And if you already have that better person, great, you can still vote for them. But if you don't want to create competition, then I tell people you're part of the problem, right? We can't continue to just protect our guy and wait for the 434 other districts to fix what we all know is broken. We have to step back and say the process is what's broken, and the way you fix that is you have competition. That's the American way, and politics in America is one of the few places where we don't have fair competition. It's unfortunate that so many people in this country can't see that, that they just get hung up on, I like my guy, or he's good looking, or he generally votes the way I do, and that's good enough for them. But unfortunately, that's what's destroying this country, and the people that support an incumbent without competition, they're the very problem that we're trying to address.
Right. And when you look at it from that angle, the fact that there's a disconnect between what people feel about their representative and what they feel about Congress and how they themselves individually vet these people, because that disconnect is so huge because they're paying attention to things like looks, like speech, instead of the important matters. Do you think because of that, because generally the American electorate is not really up on all of the intricacies of what these representatives actually have to deal with every day, do you think that because of that, it's really an uphill battle?
Oh, there's no question it's an uphill battle, right? What we're trying to do is monumental, right, radical, whatever you want to say. We are trying to challenge every single incumbent in every race. Now, we're focused on the United States House of Representatives. That's a huge task, and this isn't going to happen overnight. But there's one thing that's certain. 90% of the people in this country disapprove of the job Congress is doing. And the only reason that they keep voting the same people back in is they don't really have a legitimate choice. Few people vote in the primary. There's seldom even competition in the primary. And then by the time they get to the general election, the district's so gerrymandered, you already know what party's going to win in 85% of the districts.
Right.
If you ask most people, they'll say, well, I voted for the lesser of two evils. And we're going to see that in the presidential race again, I think. And it's because we don't have fair competition. So if somebody will step back and look at what GO's trying to accomplish, and they can do that if they just go to the website, GOOH.com, what we're trying to do is introduce fair and honest competition in the primaries. And all we've got to do is convince enough people in America that they want to see that fair and honest competition. The good news is it'll take less than 1% of the population getting behind the plan like GO to find quality candidates, get these candidates on the ballot, and fund an effort that wakes up those 89% of the others that disapprove of the job Congress is doing. And that's what we've been trying to do for 5 years now, is build this base of supporters to move forward. As I mentioned earlier, we have our first candidates chosen in Texas, and we're going to turn in the signatures to get them on the ballot if they ever figure out where the district lines are in Texas, which is a whole different story.
Right, I saw that.
There's a handful of candidates that we have, and that's just to start. When people say, hey, wait, these are really quality people, and they've been chosen by their peers, they're not career politicians, and then we do this 2 years now and 2 years after that, pretty soon this will build large enough where the incumbent that's in office becomes worried because now they have legitimate and fair competition. And what's unfortunate, even the good ones that are up there today, they don't want competition, which kind of makes me question how good they really are.
Yeah, well, many of them have, as we've seen over the past couple of weeks, gotten very rich from serving the country. Their net worth is incredible. Now, I'm looking at your website, which is go.com. It's GOOH.com, as you said. And of course, there's a couple of tabs up there, home, learn, discuss, act, donate, media, store. What is GO? How would you vote? Help us fire Congress. And then there's a map of the United States. And underneath that, it says members and visitors. Of course, visitors, we talked about, it's about 2.4 million visitors. But members is 96,572. What is exactly a member of GO?
A member is somebody signed up. It takes only an email address to sign up, and they say, I want to see this plan continue to go forward. They're not saying they're going to vote for our candidates necessarily, and they're not saying they're going to donate to the cause necessarily, but what they're saying is, I want to see this movement continue to grow, and I would love to have fair and honest competition in each and every primary in the country. And most of those members, not all, but most of them, join up with local teams, and they kind of start to build the process. This is a grassroots organization, and then what we do is we ask members to join a leadership team or form a leadership team in their district, and every district where we can build this leadership team and get enough members together, they run the candidate selection process and choose their candidate. We have a very well-organized process that we've documented, that we've tested thousands of times to do this, and all we're looking for is people to go to that website, at GOOH.com, sign up and become a member, and then help lead the process in their district.
Okay. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about the candidates that you're working on right now in Texas, a little bit about their background so they can understand what type of people we're talking about here.
I'm going to talk about them generically because they haven't yet announced. Okay. They'll do that as soon as they file. But in general, every one of the candidates chosen was somebody just like you or me or one of these listeners that really has no interest in running for Congress. What they've done is answered a questionnaire that we have online and put in writing how they would vote if they happened to be in office. And then they showed up on a Saturday morning and they met with dozens of their peers. Every district had different numbers. Some had 50, some had 100, whatever. And what they do is randomly sort all the participants into groups of six. And each group of six sits down and chooses two people to represent them. And they kind of go through this process over a few weekends. And the kind of people we've chosen are veterans. We got one guy's a Vietnam veteran, another guy's a West Point graduate, another guy is a veteran who's a sheriff, one of the most famous sheriffs in the country, in fact. And these people have bubbled to the top of the system, chosen by their peers. And what we're going to do is we've been helping them gather the signatures, get on the ballot. We hope to help fund their campaigns and help them advertise and provide their websites and all of the infrastructure that they'll need to run. And they're not going to have hundreds of thousands of dollars for a campaign like your typical candidate because they're not out trying to raise that kind of money. What we're going to do is reach people and say, don't keep voting for the incumbent. Let's vote for a citizen candidate. Here's a very quality person that's been chosen by their peers, that's willing to go serve you for 2 years and then be done. After 2 years, they'll come back and go through this go process again. And if you don't like them, they're out. And we believe that identifying citizen candidates like this, as we've proven, are the very kind of people will vote for. Now we've got to replicate this and do not 4 or 10, but 400 so that the people can rally around the concept of hiring Congress.
Mm-hmm. And you actually wrote a book about this, didn't you?
I did. It's a little old now. It's called Get Out of Our House Revolution, and it lays out why I think we need to do what we're doing, and it kind of lays out what I went through in my life that led me to quit my job and go create the system, and then it defines exactly how the system works. Now, again, it's 6 years old, so it's a little dated. We've learned some things, and we messaged some bits of it better, but it's all available. It's available online for anybody that wants to go read it there. You can go order it from Amazon or Barnes & Noble or somewhere like that.
Mm-hmm. And also, the mainstream media has actually paid some attention to you and your organization. I see that, at least on Wikipedia.
It's interesting. They have paid some attention to us, but not much. And here's what I mean by that. We badgered those like Glenn Beck and CNN and what have you, and Fox and Friends for months and months and months. And they would talk to us, but they would never invite us on. Finally, Fox and Friends agreed to have us on. I think it was the week before Christmas, Sunday morning, 6:52 in the morning, Central Time or East Time. I don't even remember anymore. They put us on for that 3.5 minutes, and we knocked it out. We had 15,000 members sign up almost immediately. Wow. After that show. Their producer sent us an email. We still have this, and it said, Tim, did we shut down your site? This is the biggest response we have ever had to a show with like 8 exclamation points.
Wow.
But do you know, after that email, they never once returned a phone call or email sent. Despite that statement, for whatever reason, they determined they didn't want to put this on primetime. And that was kind of the end of it for us. The media has never let us tell the story again.
And why do you think
which
that
is unfortunate.
Why do you think that is?
You know, I could ask you the same question. I don't know, and so I don't like to speculate, but I also don't like to make excuses. Our mission, the way I know to be successful, is you just keep working and you work hard and you do the right thing and eventually the right thing will happen. It's unfortunate that shows like that can take something that their viewing population absolutely loved. We had thousands of emails, 15,000 members joining, and then they completely just turn it off. So we can speculate all day, and all I can say is we'll keep working and at some point we'll find that proverbial tipping point and the nation will rally around this concept or one like it. You know, I'm not married to go per se. What I'm married to is electing citizen representatives instead of career politicians.
Mm-hmm. I'm just curious because you would think that getting that kind of response, of course, the public media is ostensibly there to serve the public, but getting that kind of response would be good for the media in many ways, especially in the area of advertising. You would think that they would jump on something like this. That's why I was curious as to why you thought it was that they decided to quarantine you.
It's hard to say. Maybe they think they've told the story, and so it doesn't do good to tell a story a second time, even though they kind of hit it on Sunday morning. But that's their business. So, again, I'm not going to speculate.
We can talk about Madonna or Britney Spears or Kim Kardashian a million times a day, but when it comes to something important and serious as this, let's park it in Christmas early in the morning when nobody can see it.
Yeah. It goes all ways. So I was on MSNBC. Adults were filling in on the Dylan Radigan show, right? So they're kind of the other side of the spectrum. Again, it was just a 3-minute interview. It was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, not very many people viewing. And at the end of the show, he goes, well, wow, this is really fascinating. We're going to have to talk about this further. Never heard back from him once. So for whatever reason, folks have chosen not to talk about this publicly. Ultimately, we need the media to get the word of what we're doing to the nation. And I'm hoping at some point, some member of the media will step forward and say, this is fascinating, whether I agree with it or not. This is the kind of debate we should be having. I think that day will come. We've been on with Lou Dobbs, and he said, hey, this is a great idea. I want to see it pushed really hard. And we've been on with Dennis Miller, and we've been almost good names, but what we need is 8-10 minutes of prime time, just like you're providing here,
right,
to reach the mass of America that agrees with us and says, you know what, I would like to have fair and honest competition in the primaries.
Yeah, that would be great. Do you know if any professional politicians who are currently serving, with quotes around it, know about Go?
Oh, absolutely. I can give you two real good examples. Lamar Smith is,
sure,
in the south part of Austin down towards San Antonio. He and I had about a 15-minute conversation, and he knows all about us, everything we're doing, and he was trying to tell me, hey, I like what you're doing, but you need to focus on electing good conservative Republicans. As I know, you're missing the point. We're focused on competition for everybody, including you. And in fact, depending on the way the lines are drawn, we think we've got a very formidable challenger for him. It's going to be tough to beat a 10-firm incumbent or whatever he is. But what we're going to do is challenge, and we're going to wake up the nation. And you never know. You know, Scott Brown, some people call that a miracle. We believe we're going to do the same thing. Alan West is another guy.
Right.
He was actually a friend of Go. He was a member of Go at one point before he won in the primary. The Go members in Florida supported him, as has the Tea Party. He won. Now he's got a kind of Republican hand-picked campaign chairman who literally booed me out over the phone when he heard we want to run the process in West District this go-around. He goes, why would you want to challenge a guy? And I said, hey, I personally like Alan West as much as anybody that's up there, but I believe that competition is what makes people better. West will probably dominate over anybody we put up, but that's a good thing. That makes him a better candidate moving forward. More importantly, what happens if he decides to run for Senate, he considered doing, or what happens if he becomes a vice presidential nominee or some ambassador? How are you going to do his replacement? And that's really what Go is about. It's a system so that we can always use a citizen replacement every 2 years.
Okay. How is Go funded?
For the first few years, Go was funded by my wife and I. We said we didn't want or need money. We would fund this out of our own pocket, and we did. But over time, as this organization grew and people have donated money, you mentioned there's a donate tab, and we accept money. We raised enough after about probably 2 or 2.5 years, so we didn't need to fund it anymore. It was funded by donations, and then we actually put out a call and asked people to send money in, and we collected several $100,000. So we have adequate funding to run the system and keep doing what we're doing. We don't have enough money to fund the candidates yet, but we believe in time the members will do this. But we ask our members when they're ready is to make a $100 donation, and we pool those funds, and that's what we use for all of the candidates. So the candidates don't have to go raise money, and they're not indebted to anybody. The people that donate money, it goes into a pool to fund everybody, so they're not buying favor from anybody, and we think that's how you fix campaign finance reform.
Mm-hmm. And I see, I click the donate tab, and I see it says mail a check to P.O. Box in Liberty Hill, Texas, and it says pay online, Visa, and MasterCard. What about PayPal? Is that available also?
Yeah, okay. PayPal's there. What we want everybody to do is to think about this train wreck in Washington and how could you fix it, and then consider what we're proposing, right? We've got a system. It's a nonpartisan system that asks potential candidates to put in writing how they would answer every question, important question of the day, and then lets the members of each district choose a person to represent them. What I think, what you think, what Go thinks has no bearing on who's chosen. The people of each district will choose their own candidate. We will help that person get the signatures, get on the ballot. We'll help them form the campaign team, file with the FEC, set up their website. We'll provide all of the infrastructure that we can. We'll provide as much funding as we're able to. And we hope that enough people in America are going to wake up and say, you know what, I'm going to quit voting for the incumbent. I'm going to vote for this Go candidate. Now, more importantly, our candidates, we recommend that they run in the primary against the incumbent. So that way you don't have to worry about splitting the vote or any of that. But if you've got a Republican incumbent now, we want our candidates to run as a Republican. If you've got a Democratic candidate, we want them to run as a Democrat. The districts are so gerrymandered, you can't run as a Republican in Nancy Pelosi's district win, nor you can run as a Democrat and John Boehner's district can win. If you want to take out the career politicians and really change Washington, the only way to do that strategically is to take them out in the primaries. And that's what Go is positioned to do.
Tim Cox, the founder of Get Out of Our House Go, I want to thank you so much for the time you spent explaining all this to the listeners, and looking forward to the next time that we can speak.
Hey, thanks for having me.